Good evening. Om Shanti. Today's blessing was very apt. Baba said in the Murli that may you be a yogi soul who manifests the internal powers on the face. So just like that, I can see that you all are indeed, I can see on all your faces that you guys are navigating very properly, entering Om, centering, and today is the reflection, discovery and experiencing. So Brother Sachin will help us to deepen our awareness towards that and help us to expedite our navigation. Brother Sachin needs no introduction. Brother Sachin has been lasso, fast soul. He has come in Gyan in year 2003, November 30th, just in front of Bab Dada, and since then there is no stopping. He is very fast effort maker. Brother Sachin has been traveling extensively. He has been inspiring a lot of Brahmins. I'm sure you must have heard a lot of his classes. Personally, myself as well, I have been inspired by Brother Jagdish, who is the chief spokesman, and Baba gave him the title of Sanjay. So when I saw him just last season, I mean, I have been hearing his classes just starting last season, and I was thoroughly inspired. He had really in depth about everything he speaks, and he has a very good command over all the scriptures of all the comparative religions, and he is indeed an encyclopedia of knowledge, I should say. Like they say that when there is, you know, when a person is full, when the tree is full of fruits, it bends. So Brother Sachin is really a very humble soul. He loves solitude. He doesn't like to participate in a lot of things, like which is extroversion by nature, which itself tells a lot about his spiritual nature. If you dissect his word, such in, such means truth, and in means inside. So there is a lot of truth within him. So Sachin, who will take us today, the topic today is look within before you leap. So he will take us further. Professionally, he is a doctor. He's serving in the global hospital since 2010, and he is working as a consultant physician and critical care in the critical care specialist area, ICU. So without further much ado, I pass the mic to Brother Sachin.
Om Shanti. That is perhaps the best introduction I ever heard. Yeah. Thanks for that. In one kingdom, once the Prime Minister who was there died suddenly. And he was very able Prime Minister, and King was little worried. So he made an announcement that I would like to select a new Prime Minister, but for that there would be a test, and I want all the wisest people of this planet to be here. So he gave this task to some of his people to choose the wisest people. So after a long search, three people were selected, and they were really clever. And these three people came in that kingdom, and there was a rumor around about the test. And the test was, all the three would be kept locked in one room, and there would be some mathematical formula attached on that lock, and they would, the test would be that they have to solve that problem, open that lock and come out. Whosoever would solve the problem, open the lock and come out, would become the Prime Minister. So this was the rumor they hear after coming to that kingdom. Immediately after hearing this, two of them, two of the wise men. They rush to the market. They try to purchase all the books on locks. They try to meet people who are expert in locks. And they are worried, because that was never their profession. Because they were philosophers. They were reading things of philosophy, politics and other things. So this was entirely new subject, and they were totally stunned to hear such a thing. But later on they got to know that the rumor is true, and that is the test. So the two of them were very worried, while the third one, he was absolutely relaxed, as if he doesn't have to do anything. So the other two felt probably this man has lost confidence or courage to face the test. Okay, so the next day, really there was a beautiful building or palace, and three of them were put inside, and there was a huge door and big lock. And king told them that this is a mathematical formula, something written over here, and whosoever solves it, opens the door and comes out, I'm waiting outside. Rather, the whole kingdom is waiting outside to crown that person as the prime minister. So they are given whole day. Okay. So inside that palace, the two of them, they had brought their books hidden. Okay. And once everybody was out, they opened their books and they started reading things. They started to know how to open the door, what are the combinations of this, what are the different mathematical principles of opening a lock. So they busy themselves in that, and while they see the third one, he is just reclining and he is sleeping nicely. So they feel that this person probably has lost interest, and so just forget him, and they keep on reading and reading and reading. It is noon, and after some time it is evening. The person who was sleeping, he gets up, okay, and then these two other people are still reading and worried, perspiring, thinking what will happen. The third person, the third wise man, he gets up, he walks towards the door, he holds the handle, opens it and goes out. And the other two are shocked to see that. And after some time, the wise man is entering along with the king inside. And the king says, he has won. The other says, how come? We have been trying so hard to solve the mathematical problem. How come that this man, he just walked away? And so the wise man says, actually the door was not locked. The door was not locked. It was just lying like that. But these other two men had no time to think of this. The other two people say, how did you do this? How did you know by sitting there? He says, we came to this town yesterday and we heard about that door. And from that time, I thought, okay, I don't know anything about locks. And there's no point in wasting knowing about locks. What I did, I tried to empty my mind since yesterday. I tried to make it as calm as possible. I spent my whole night with good sleep. And the next day when we went there, there also, whilst you two were busy, I just sat there, calm and quiet. Just trying to empty my mind of all the thoughts. And by afternoon, I became very calm. And by evening, suddenly a thought struck me that the door is not locked. And I went out, I held the door and I just walked out. This is how I did. Why I'm telling you this? Well, today's topic is very beautiful. In English, there is a proverb, look before you leap. That means think. That means rethink. That means before you take any decision, before you do any action, consider all things. Consider the end result. Consider the ramification. Consider the consequences. Everything about an action, and then do. The first person, as I said, he had become so calm and so quiet that he understood what is to be done, while the rest of the two, they were busy in some other things, and they lost something which the third person caught. So this entire process of understanding things, of entire process of taking some decisions in life, this entire process of deciding on something, of action, thought should precede an action, but that should be a thought which should be a Trikaldarshi thought in Baba's language, considering all three aspects of time. Such Trikaldarshi stage happens only and only when one is totally free of internal clutter. You know, there's a continuous background clutter going on. Even whilst we are sitting here, something is going on in the backdrop. We are thinking of that. Even though we are here, but still mind is wandering somewhere else. All knowledge comes only when there is pinpoint attention or concentration of mind. And such concentration comes only when mind is calm, quiet. All ripples, vrittis, they have settled. And to such a mind, enlightenment occurs. To such a mind, things appear as they are. So today we are going to discuss something on, we are making an addition of one thing in that proverb. Look within before we leap. What is leaping? Leaping is action. What is leaping? Leaping is jumping. Leaping is hopping. Leaping is speaking. There is a thought, there is speech, and there is action. Speech and action, these are one thing. Before that is thought. And for that thought, we need a deep internal soul searching. We have looked outside for a long time. It is the time to look within. And when we look within, that jumping, that leaping, that hopping, that bouncing would be a beautiful one. Otherwise, something or other keeps on happening. So, in English there is a beautiful word, introversion. I love this word too much. You know, Mahatma Gandhi has shared somewhere in one of the newspapers of which he was the editor, Young India, 6th August 1925. He had mentioned about one experience of his life. He said, once he visited a Trappist monastery in Africa, South Africa, and he found a strange rule there. He found that everybody is observing silence in that monastery. Nobody was allowed to speak. All the monks who were there, they all were observing this vow. So he asked the head of the monastery, why did you observe this? Why do you observe this oath? So the head said, human beings are so frail creatures. We are so weak. We hardly know what to speak and what to do. And we keep on speaking the whole day, from morn till dusk. When we will get time to hear the tiny voice which is within us? very small voice, as if that voice is stifled, suppressed, choked by continuous chatter and continuous speech. That's why in this monastery, that's why in this ashram of ours, it is compulsory that everyone observes silence. Because in those moments of stillness, in those moments of silence, we touch that inner God. Otherwise, a person who is incessantly speaking and speaking and speaking and speaking, that inner voice we can't hear. It has something to say. It's the light, a torch light. But we are focused outside. So today we are going to discuss about looking within, about seeing oneself, about a bit about being introvert. Carl Jung, for the first time probably in the world of psychology, classified human beings into introvert and extroverts. But then again he said there is no person who is 100% introvert and 100% extrovert. It is always mixed. Now it depends how much percentage one is. The more the person is extrovert, the more he is interested in the outside world, more he is involved in many things of the world, and is far away from that internal world. There are two words, macrocosm and microcosm. Microcosm is within us, macrocosm is that surrounds. Even though we see that macrocosm is very big, but that micro is even bigger, much, much bigger than the outside world. So to venture into that inner world, to like that inner world, to be introvert, is to keep on exploring that inside world of ours. So we will see about 12 different things which we need to do in order to achieve the stage of spiritual introversion. This introversion is a very good word, as I said, and this morning when I was thinking about it, there are total 12 letters in this word, introversion. In Hindi we call it antarmukta. Antarmukta, the word is very beautiful. Mukh means face, countenance. When this face is turned inside and one is seeing oneself, that is known as introversion. So in this journey of looking within, we'll try to explore this topic. We'll try to become an introvert in 12 different steps. The first letter is I. And the first and foremost thing in introversion is introspection. I is introspection. Introspection means soul searching. Introspection means self-analysis, navel grazing. Introspection means to see oneself, where I am, what I am doing, where I have reached. And every Brahmin must stop to do this introversion. Second is N. Note down your past. Means writing one's autobiography. These are the two important things, and we are going to do this right now. So I request all of you just to sit alert. We'll do a small experiment. a short yoga experiment. Just sit alert. Red light, please. A point of light. I am a spiritual being. I see a huge screen in front of my eyes. This is the screen of my life. Today, let me see myself. Peep into my being. My childhood, my school, my family, my youth, I see everything passing in front of me. And in this journey of life, I see how I met God, how my life changed. What changes came? And I see that point where I stand today. What are things I need to do more? What are old habits, old sanskars, still time and again coming up? Where is the root? Why this traces of sorrow at times? I just see myself as a detached observer, complete soul searching experience. I see the people who are around me, with whom I work, my family, my center, my colleagues. I don't interfere, I just see. Complete Sakshi. What a peaceful experience. And this peace. Now I know what I have to do. Om Shanti. All the great men of the world, a beautiful habit of writing. Many of them wrote their own life autobiographies. If you study Benjamin Franklin, the founding father of America, he has written in his autobiography that every day he used to maintain one chart, and at night he used to fill that chart. Have I spoken falsehood? Most of the virtues were included in that. Write what all things happened in my life. Write, you know, I remember myself when I was 22 year of age. My age was 22. I remember I had just finished my MBBS, and suddenly after that, I had gone in deep silence that lasted almost 6 months. And in those 6 months, I don't think I had spoken with anybody. And during those period, in 15 days in between, suddenly a thought had come to me that I want to write. And I started writing everything, whatever I could remember of my life. Right from my birth, college life, everything. And in those 15 days I had completed writing that. But after writing, I felt so light. All the things which were confusing, as if I was sitting on the top of some mountain and from there I am seeing everything that had happened down. So one of the steps in introversion is note down your past life. N is noting down your past life, and scientific terms they say journaling. Journal your past life. Because why we are not able to change now? Something is there which is hidden in the past, which is disturbing us. Some hurt, some trauma, some childhood abuse, somebody whom we have not forgiven, somebody who had hurt us, and we are still carrying, nurturing that hurt deep within us, and it is bleeding and it is unhealed. And we can't reach that point because it is so deep in the subconscious area. And after becoming Brahmin, there's no way of reaching that place, because we are surrounded by happiness around of this Brahmin family, of new knowledge, of everything new. So that area remains untouched. But then it has a tendency to come out all of a sudden. And when it comes out, all the knowledge and all the yoga is gone, because it is so powerful. That emotion, that feeling is very deep within. So one of the ways is writing down. The first I said, introspection. Introspection means to see oneself. Introspection means to analyze oneself. Introspection, atma vishleshan, atma manthan, means to look within. Soul searching, self-analysis. Sit and see where I am going wrong. In every Murli, you will find one or two points of self-analysis. So one of the ways of Murli churning is, one day, rather than writing all the points, just write 5 points of self-analysis. Where Baba is straight away asking you a question. Do you think this has happened? Do you think what is that I was remembering Baba all the time? What is my chart of remembrance? So from every Murli, just take out 5 points, and those points would be questions for self-analysis. Okay? So the first thing is introspection. There are two words in psychology, introspection and retrospection. Introspect means to look within. Retro means back. Your past life. Any unhealing wound? Any hurt? Any abuse? Any difficult emotion? Any emotion which is so strong that it turns into a passion and you're just knocked anytime. Searching that. T. Third step in introversion is T. T is talking with oneself. How much time in our day we are talking with ourselves? We are busy talking with the world. How much I am talking with myself? There is so much things. I am the best person who is left behind. I am talking with everybody, but I am not making my mind, my own self, my best friend. That someone who is within me wants me, my company. How much time I am giving to that? In our hectic schedule, how much time I have kept for self-talking? In this Brahmin life, 3 things every Brahmin has to do every day. First is talking with oneself. Second is talking with God, Baba. And third is churning knowledge. Every day, these 3 things should happen. So, T is talking with oneself. And for that, you will require to retreat into solitude. I'll come to that also. There's a separate point on that. So make some time for self-talking every day. In 24 hours, I would say at least 1 hour. And the best hour is post Amrit Vela, after 4:45 till 7 o'clock. This is the time where you have to go and seek self-talking, silence. Because whole day we have lot of services to do, seva to do, and another time is evening, other time is before night. And if you don't get, you'll have to search which time I should keep reserved for this important thing. What I often say, and I even do, that we are told to write, give chart to Baba. We do that at night, but evening yoga is yet another way where before you start your evening yoga, sit down and tell Baba everything that has happened till in the whole day before you begin your evening yoga. This is a chart which you need to give in the evening. One chart is to be given at night. This is a chart to be given in the evening. Not writing, just telling, informing. So, talking with oneself. In the life of Mr. Eckhart, old saint of Germany, it is shown that once he was just sitting in some jungle and there were some friends passing by, and they thought that Eckhart is all alone, let us give him company. And they went to him and started talking with him, and they said that we found that you were sitting alone, that's why we came to give you company. He said, I was enjoying company of the Supreme. After your coming, now I have become alone. So, talking with oneself. R, fourth one. R is remembering your whole day's work and writing it. One, I said to write the entire life. Other is to write on daily basis. Before you go to sleep, review your entire day. Try to remember everything from morning till now, what all things happened. Any disturbances? Any crying spell? Any happiness? What happiness? What all service I did? What are the people I interacted with? How was my yoga? There are two things. One is to write chart, another is to write diary. The best thing I feel is to write diary. And then gradually you can incorporate chart into that. How do you write it? As if it is a letter to God. You just begin with Baba and then start. This morning I got up at this much time and this is what I did. I met this. I heard this lecture. I heard this class. And we had a beautiful time here. And at night, at the last, good night. It's sort of a letter you are writing every night to God. And one more usage of this is, on every Sunday, you try to review your 6 days diary. You will find that somebody said something and I felt very bad or even cried. Okay, on Tuesday this happened and you just wrote. And now on Sunday when you look and you see, oh, this was such a small thing, you will find the intensity has reduced. It is such a small thing. Why I was disturbed by this? This is not a thing with whatever knowledge I have and whatever services I am doing. I am having so many things, so many treasures in my life, and I was disturbed by such a small thing, and that will become very small. So, writing every day, trying to remember everything, whatever, and this will help you also in developing photographic memory. And this will also help you. Sometimes you forget what was that day. Then you can go and look into your diary and find, oh, this was the day. These are the dates when I was in Madhuban. This will help you in that manner also. But if you have fear that somebody might look my diary, then you can use code language. X, Y, Z. Don't write anybody's name if you have that fear. But it is the best thing. Because I myself have been doing it from a very, very, very long time. I can tell you 20 years back on this day at 6:45 what I was doing. If I look into that, I can tell you. Probably I might not be in Gyan. Anything. So you know that's a joy actually. Remembering every day and writing it down. And now you can convert into a letter to God. Then gradually you can include chart into that. This is the thing, whatever charts we are given here or we make, you can include that chart in that. So R is remembering. Then O. O is Odyssey. Odyssey is journey into the subconscious mind. How to access this subconscious mind? Odyssey into subconscious mind. Odyssey is journey. How to enter into the subconscious mind? Because in our subconscious mind, hundreds of things are there we are not aware of. What all things are there, how we can enter into this world of subconscious? Sometimes it seems impossible. A person is there, he had sanskar of anger 10 years back and he came in Gyan. And from last 10 years he never became angry. And one day suddenly that anger comes. How it came? And he's shocked. He is just thinking how it came. It had totally gone. I used to think that I have conquered anger, but like a child from the womb, like a ghost from the tomb, it had come out. How come? It was there, hidden, waiting for an opportunity. So what is the way to access this subconscious mind? Anybody? Anybody? Yeah? How to enter? You know, there are two things, two planes of mind, conscious mind, subconscious mind. In between you can take one pre-conscious. But this barrier is there. It doesn't allow you to enter into this world. One of the best thing is visualization. Because subconscious mind doesn't understand the language of logic, words, reasoning. No, it needs images, picturization, colorization. Every day, create new visualization from Murli. And see that this is happening to you. This is happening to me. A new visualization. And feel that, see that with your mind's eye. It could be anything. It could be anything. But create everyday new visualization. That is one of the best way. It's a very big topic, subconscious mind. I would just say only one about this visualization. Create visualization. Creative visualization, creative imagery, spiritual visualizations. One of the ways is you see yourself as an angel. There was a man, he used to smoke a lot, okay? And his wife was very much disturbed and they had a beautiful daughter. So wife said that if you don't give up smoking, I'm going to take her away. I'm not going to stay with you. He pleaded, he persisted, he said, no, please don't take her away from me, the child, small child. She said, no, unless and until you give up, I won't. So she took her away and many other things, legal things and all those things happened. So then this man, he wanted to give up smoking but he couldn't. You know what he did? He created a visualization. Every day he used to think, he sit on the chair, recline and for 10-15 minutes he would imagine, he would create that visualization that he is playing with his daughter. And that will happen only if he give up smoking. So he created that beautiful visualization and he would see that every day. And gradually he was, just with the help of this imagination and with some other efforts, he was able to give up that. So visualization is a very powerful tool. Very, very powerful tool. There was a man who used to see snakes everywhere after drinking alcohol. And he was afraid. Oh, there are so many snakes. People came and explained him, "Are those snakes are all imaginary. Don't be afraid." He said, "But what can I do? Once I drink, I see snakes all around." So everybody, many people tried to convince him, but he was beyond convincing. One day he invented a method himself. He brought a cage and he was moving with the cage, and in the cage there was a mongoose. You know mongoose. So that mongoose who preys on snakes. So he was carrying that mongoose around. So people asked him, "What is this?" He said, "It is cage." "And what is inside the cage?" He said, "There is mongoose." "Why are you keeping mongoose?" He said, "Because I see snakes, that's why this mongoose is there. This mongoose will kill those snakes." People said, "But those snakes are imaginary." He said, "This mongoose is also imaginary. You take the help of one imagination to counter another imagination. You create one counter imagination. If you have some fantasies, sensual fantasies or anything for that matter, you create now spiritual fantasies, spiritual imagination, they will kill those snakes. So take help of imagination." So O, then V, venturing into six thinking hats. Are you aware of six thinking hats? Six thinking hats. It's a beautiful concept. Whether it is individual thinking or group thinking. Okay? So this concept is there by Edmund D. Bono. Whenever you have any problem, take help of six thinking hats. Because it has been found that we think in six different directions. The first hat is white hat. Put on the white hat. White hat means, recently in our group in Pandabhavan, we had conducted 1 hour spiritual activity on the six thinking hats. And everybody had enjoyed it too much. Different groups were formed and they did this activity on six thinking hats. So, white hat means all facts. All facts, all information. Okay? That is one. Second is yellow hat. Yellow hat means all the positive things about the situation. Then is black hat. Black hat means what are the difficulties in that situation. Then is green hat means creativity. Red hat, emotions. And then blue is action. For example, now I'll give you one example which was done recently in our group in Pandabhavan. What they did, we were given a task by those who conducted, facilitators. Two people were given this task. What they did, they gave a scenario to us that a bus had gone to Udaipur. All the Brahmins had gone for sightseeing or some picnic or some seva. And they were coming back. It was 11 o'clock at night. And this bus failed. There was a tire puncture. Now this was the scenario, and one group was given this scenario. Now you have to apply six thinking hats to this scenario, and you have to act, make convert into a skit. So first, white hat, what are the situation? It is 11 o'clock, bus has failed, it's far away from Shantivan, and there is no help. This is the scenario. Now somebody put on the black hat, and they started blame business. I had told this driver earlier only to check the bus beforehand, but he still did not do it. So they started blaming, oh, now what I will do, difficulties, negativities, now nobody is there to help us, where is Baba at this time, this has to happen to us only. So you know, he has put on the black hat and he is thinking about all this thing. Now somebody has put on the yellow hat, he is thinking, no matter, what is the problem, now Baba will help us, let us now see what are the advantages, let us see. Now these mothers sitting in the car, you come out, you start playing something. They were given some task of dancing. You start playing garba. Till that time, brothers will sit and they will organize something. Some help. They will call up some person who is a garba, some mechanic or something like that. So they started thinking of all the positivity about that scenario. Then there was a green hat. Green hat was a creative. He was thinking of something creative to bring. Can I help that in a creative manner? And then there was a red hat, putting emotions into that situations. And blue hat was the action. So we were given the scenario and we played it. So in that way, different scenarios. So whenever a thing happen in life, apply this six thinking hat. Positive sides, difficulties, emotions, creativity. And first, facts. This is organizing thinking. And this can be done individually or in group. But do that in very, very introvert manner, with deep silence. Okay, so this is V. Then E is enjoying solitary activities. What are the solitary activities? Reading, listening, anything, you do it. But do it in such a manner that as if you are alone, though you are with so many people. And here, now we are going to do this activity. I would invite at least 10 brothers here on this side and 10 sisters on this side. Please come. Just anybody. White, red light please, and soft music on. 10 brothers on this side. Anybody? Please come. It's a very simple thing you have to do. Soft music, please. Red light. Now, in this activity, what are we going to do? Brothers, they are invited to the center for cleaning of center. You know? A Diwali festival is approaching, so now each one of you has to act without speaking as if you are cleaning the center. Okay? But do it in Baba's remembrance. Do it with perfect silence, and everybody's action should be different. So all of you just start, and you can move around and do it. Just do somebody sleeping, but do it very, very slowly as if Baba is seeing you and the whole world is looking at you. So this is. Now sisters, you have to cook, you know. Some Madhuban Nivasis are going to come to your place in center. So you do the action of cooking, but do it in Baba's remembrance. Start. And all those who are sitting, sit alert and as a detached observer, see the souls are playing their part on this world drama. Point of light, sitting in the middle of the forehead. I am on the stage. The whole world is watching me. I am on godly service. I fill my every task with love. Deep silence. With perfect stillness, with a calm mind, in Baba's remembrance, I do each and every task. Brothers have been given the job of gardening. Baba's garden is there. Now all brothers would start the seva of gardening, but in stillness and in Baba's remembrance. Sisters on the other side, they have been given the task of serving food. Brahmins have come, and now with lot of love, with all emotions, they have to serve Brahma Bhojan to the Brahmins who have come to their center. Just start. While gardening, remembering what a beautiful gardener Baba is. While serving food, giving a powerful drishti. Purifying the food with perfect positive vibrations. Would go back. Third group would come on the stage. 10 brothers and 10 sisters. 10 sisters and 10 brothers. Those who are sitting at the back can come. Have gone on picnic, and in the picnic Dadi has come, and they have to dance and they have to sing and they have to celebrate, but with perfect calmness, perfect stillness with that internal bliss and introverted vision. So sisters, all are enjoying. They can do anything they want. Start enjoyment. Brothers have a serious task to do. Brothers have to give 7-day course in Baba's remembrance. You may sit down, you may stand. Imagine an imaginary person is sitting in front of you. Imaginary audience is in front of you, and you start giving them 7-day course and start acting pantomime. Start doing, giving the course. How you will wave the hand? What is your vision? Until the time, sisters would continue to enjoy. All in deep silence. Whilst giving the course, I myself am the embodiment of what I am speaking. I am giving them deep experience of soul and supreme soul. Those who are sitting as audience would witness this as a detached observer. I, the soul, watching things happening on the stage of this world. Now go back to your place. Gradually, slowly, with that perfect stillness. Om Shanti. Coming to R. R is retiring into solitude. Retreating into solitude. White light, please. R is retreat into solitude. We all need solitude. The greatest powers a soul is fed with is in solitude. I am not talking of subtle solitude. I am talking of gross solitude. If you study the lives of all the great men, all the greatest nature poets of this world, all the artists, sculptors, they all sought solitude. They would spend hours together in solitude, all alone. Just watching nature, hearing the beauties of the world, hearing the chirpings of the birds, streams, everything which is there in this nature. Nature is so rich, existence is so rich, and we are so much away from it, lost in the din and clamor of this world. But there is so much stillness in nature. So retire into solitude every day for some time, where you are all alone, where you are not hearing anything of this world except nature and its melody, nothing. You need mountain, you need streams, you need river, you need ocean. But you will say that we don't have any one of these. Terrace, at least terrace. Even if that is not there, roads, morning roads, some garden, go and sit. Nature is the best place where you sit with Murli and churn. Nature is the best place where you sit and then you read knowledge. This gyan, you'll start imbibing it so fast in the company of nature. That is the best place to seek. So, R is retreat into solitude. Seek solitude, search solitude, find out solitude. But you must go in solitude. Spirituality, one cannot understand without solitude. You need deep silence, you need solitude. Then S is same as I already talked, speak less or silence. As I was telling about myself, at different times of life, I had suddenly gone in deep silence period. And in those periods, it happened that when you remain silent for a long time, you try to understand or you get that insight or extrasensory perception, what is going to happen next, that comes to you. That is the greatest advantage of whatever you say of silence. So try to seek silence. Mahatma Gandhi used to observe silence every Monday. There were so many saints in India, they remained silent for a long time. There is somebody called Meher Baba. He was silent for about 42 years. He did not speak. Just imagine, if you remain silent just for one day, by the end of the day, you will feel so powerful because all your energy is saved. But we say that we have a lot of surveys, we have to speak and so many other things. Fine. But sometimes you can go into these silences. They say speech is silver, silence is gold. What is diamond? Speech is silver, silence is gold. What is diamond? Is there something called diamond? Controlled speech is diamond. Controlled speech is diamond. That is a stage even higher than silence, where you speak only when it is necessary. Otherwise, you stay calm. You stay quiet. Your internal world, your internal self, ecstasy. Then is I. I is increase your awareness, or you call it mindfulness. And you have to increase this awareness during all the activities. Just now you saw these people, all the brothers and sisters, what they were doing. They were simple activities. Cooking, serving, giving course, or whatever. But do that with full awareness. Now you are sitting here, you are hearing this class. Whilst hearing the class, only hear and nothing else. Focused only on that hearing part. When you have to speak, focus only on speaking. When you are serving, focus only on serving, but that awareness, that mindfulness, that I am doing this, then the mistakes will not happen. You are walking, just walking. I am eating, just eating. I am doing yoga, then that yoga will be only doing yoga and not other things. Now it is mixed, because all other activities are also mixed. Focusing on doing one thing, but increasing with lot of awareness. Who is doing this? I am the Brahmin soul. I am doing this work. Which is this work? This is Baba's yagya. I am serving this yagya. Bring that thought consciously and that action would become elevated. Mindfulness, awareness. This is very important. Bringing awareness in small, taking bath, but with awareness. Walking, but with awareness. Looking into the mirror, but with awareness. Eating with awareness. Cooking with awareness. anything, sitting in the Murli with awareness, meeting dadis with awareness, going for picnic, dancing with awareness. Who is doing this? I'm not using the word soul consciousness, I'm using the word awareness, mindfulness. Then I am doing this. Or he is making me do. This awareness is very important. So, increase awareness. O is one task a time. You know, because of multitasking, our mind has got divided. An introvert personality would always prefer doing one thing at a time. But do it with full attention. Doing it with full, pouring your entire soul into it. Soulful rendition will come with focusing on one thing and focusing on this task now, which I am doing. Otherwise, we are sitting in the Murli class, but we are moving around somewhere. Or when we are moving around somewhere, we are thinking of something else. Man is not there where he is physically. His mind keeps on roaming here and there. The task is to stabilize this mind, to tell him, just stop now, too much. And the last and 12th point, nurturing creativity. Nurturing inner creativity. Bring creativity in everything. Right from doing Amrit Vela, Murli listening, bring some creativity in Murli listening, bring some creativity in writing Murli, bring some creativity in churning Murli, bring some creativity in discussing Murli, bring some creativity in Murli, so that Murli should not become a commonplace affair. It should become something else, where there is a creativity in everything. It's not that yesterday's Amrit Vela and today's Amrit Vela are same. No, this Amrit Vela should be entirely different than yesterday's Amrit Vela. This evening yoga should be different from what we did in the... Because is there a paucity of knowledge? We have a huge knowledge. Baba has given so many different drills and exercises. Only thing is that we are not churning them. That's why that butter is not coming out. So bringing creativity in service, bringing creativity in jnana, bringing creativity in yoga, bringing creativity in dharana, all the four subjects. And last thing, the moment you get to know that I am having a wrong thing, I am doing something wrong, correct that immediately. Don't allow it to continue. One of the Avyakta Murli Baba has given definition of Tivra Purushartha. Tivra Purushartha, intense effort, means not to repeat one mistake again. There's a very comic incident. In one church, the father was giving speech, and during speech, one person who is sitting in front, he removes his shoes, and there is a bad smell of the socks. And after some time, he removes that one sock also. And the whole audience is looking at him, and the father stops while giving the sermon, and he says, "Was it so urgent that you removed the socks right now?" So the person says, "It was upside down, means like I was wearing it in a wrong manner, and you had just given the speech that the moment you find something going wrong, correct that immediately." So that's why I took it out and I'm wearing it again. So that was just a thing. So intense effort making means, if you find that this is going wrong, say stop, statue, and now change. Check and change immediately. So these are the total 12 steps. We will revise them again. First was introspection, I. Second was N. N for noting down the entire life. Whole life, write down your whole life. Go in some, every day you can do that task. Or you can do it at one go. But do it. And the result would be growth. The result would be beautiful. After writing down, you will not be the same person as you were before. Because now you see the entire scenario. This is my life and these all things happened. And there are certain things which are very bad. And acceptance will also come. Yes, I accept these things happened. I can't do anything. I accept. But that doesn't mean that I will become unhappy. Now I accept and now I grow ahead. Let me go ahead. So, N is noting down the past. T is talking with oneself. We have talked a lot with others. Now it's the time to talk with oneself. Let me be with myself. There is somebody thirsty and hungry within me. Let me quench the thirst and hunger of that me who is within. R is remembering the whole days. Purchase a diary, get a diary, and every day start writing the diary. Every day. Today's date is this. And write down the time, 10 p.m. And start Baba. And write down everything. And last, good night. This should be an everyday task. Then O is Odesi into the subconscious mind. Use spiritual visualizations. Then V is yeah? Venture into six thinking hats. You can read more about the six thinking hats, and in your center you can create a spiritual activities. One of the activity which was given to us in our group, my group which was there, that we are the owner of some company, this McDonald's, and an order was given to the manager that they need burgers and pizzas, and that manager forgot to tell us, we are the staff. And the customer is calling, is it ready? It is 12 o'clock and now it is 11. Is it ready? We are coming, the whole group, elite people. And then now we have the task. Somebody has started blaming the manager. This manager does like this only every time. He even forgets everything. So if somebody started blaming, then new ideas, then yellow cap, green cap. In that way, this is a sixth thinking hat spiritual activity. So venture into that. Different ways of thinking. Lateral thinking it is known as. E is enjoying solitary tasks. Gardening, reading, music, everything. R is retiring or retreat into solitude. S is silence. I is increase awareness. O is one task at a time. Don't get tempted for multitasking. Somebody is eating also, giving messages also, and watching TV also. And they are asked, are you remembering Baba? They said, when we look down, we remember Baba. When we look up, we remember. We see the television. We are doing two things at one time. Look down, eating, remembering Baba, looking up and seeing the television. This is the thing. It's nothing like that. It doesn't work. Try to too much. One. Focus on one thing. Then O and last N is nurturing inner creativity. Let's sit back again. 10 minutes we have. We will revise all these 12 points in the stage of meditation. Red light, please. Spark of light. Sitting in the middle of the forehead. I am a point of light. Let me look within. Before I take the huge leap into the spiritual world. Introspection, deep soul searching, I note down all the events of my life, good, bad. As a mute spectator, as a detached observer, self-talk, remembering my whole day's activities, exploring the subconscious world, applying all the thinking hats, to the present problem or circumstance, I am enjoying this solitary task of being with myself. Disconnecting from outside to reconnect, retiring into solitude. Complete awareness. Absolute mindfulness. Focusing only on one task. Creative being, with newness all around me, I look within, myself, deep introspection. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.